You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, tips, and insights towards developing yourself as a leader before moving on towards leading others. All right, welcome back. This week, we're going to talk about professional development. That personal is later, but professional development, training, getting yourself ready to go to be the leader. You've got to understand that in your vocation, you must be ready to continue to grow, not just in yourself, but in what you do. Right, because things are always changing in your vocation, whatever your chosen vocation may be. Things are always changing. There's always something new. And if you're not ready, if you're not doing that, then you're going to hit a brick wall, and it's going to happen. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you think you are. If you're not ready to go forward learning, then you know, be prepared to get what you're going to get, which is going to be not much. So, in an article from the Vanderbilt University Medical Center website, it's titled Embracing Lifelong Learning for a Growth Mindset, Leadership Academy. Great little article, and I'll share it in the show notes. It's going to be there, so when you go to visit the website, you'll go to this show, you'll see the link there to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center news. All right, so, in this... The preface, I'll give you the title and subtitle. Again, it's Embracing Lifelong Learning for Growth Mindset Leadership Assembly. VUMC's storied history of delivering high-quality, personalized care, groundbreaking research and training underpins an initiative to implement a lifelong learning framework to strengthen the agility of its people. Now, folks, there it is. I mean, that pretty much sums up what they're going to do, what they've done, and what they're going to do. That's a great little mission statement right there. If you don't have one, we'll talk about that in a different episode, but something to think about in the meantime. So let me continue here. First couple of paragraphs, and then we're going to get into the meat of this. The growth of Vanderbilt University Medical Center offers an opportunity for personal and professional development for its multi-generational workforce, who are leading a variety of initiatives to expand the enterprise and improve care, said leaders at the September Virtual Leadership Assembly. VUMC's storied history of delivering high-quality personalized care, groundbreaking research, and training underpins the initiative to implement a lifelong learning framework to strengthen the agility of its people, said Jeff Balzer, MD, PhD, President and Chief Executive Officer of VUMC and the Dean of Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. He goes on to say, quote, "Our perspective is that true lifelong learning is more than just passing on knowledge. It's about building a mental framework for thinking about new challenges, particularly in situations where the answers are not always clear," end quote. Outstanding. Outstanding. I like that. I like that. And again, I'll read it again. "Our perspective is that true lifelong learning is more than just passing on knowledge. It's about building a mental framework for thinking about new challenges, particularly in situations where the answers are not always clear." There you go. So you go into this fog, but you go into this fog prepared mentally. You know to ask the right questions. You know to expect certain things to come at you, and also what to do when they don't happen, when they don't occur. How are you going to respond? How are you going to react? And I'm not going to get into the entire article. I do ask that you read it. However, I am going to give you a little insight into some of the content that they mentioned there. Embracing growth and change. Well, folks, life is full of changes. I mentioned it before. You've seen it in my videos. You've seen it. You've heard it in this podcast. Almost every episode, I mention the word change. I mean, very seldom do I go an episode without mentioning the word change. So embracing growth. We've got to grow. We've got to continue to develop. We have to continue to grow. And change. And modify our existence and pivot sometimes. And I know. The bigger the organization, the difficult it is to pivot on a dime. You may have heard that. But you as the individual should be prepared to pivot on a dime. That's part of growth. Because things will come at you you're least expecting. and your life changes in an instant. And I know this. And I know this. And it happens. It happens when you least expect it. You know, 5 minutes, you're doing this. Next 5 minutes later, you're doing something else. And because the life just forced you to change. So either you can embrace change early and get ahead of it, or you're going to be forced to change and you're going to have to deal with it. But no matter what, expanding and tackling new challenges, that's where the growth is. So again, preparing yourself mentally that you're going to grow and that you're going to have changes. That is something that cannot be forgotten, cannot be ignored, cannot be set aside, because it's going to happen with or without you. And you must be prepared to ensure that you are ready for that growth. So ensuring that you are fostering a growth mindset, a great little section there as well about growth mindset. You've got to put your mind and change the way you think, believe. And as a self-leader, you're already doing that. But the trick here is, folks, is that to constantly be doing that, constantly be evolving, knowing that your mindset is going to change and things are going to change as time goes on. So if you look at yourself today and fast forward 10 years, you're probably not going to be the same person you were the prior 10 years. I know I'm not. I know that in 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, my life has changed. And I can look back 3 years, 4 years, and I can say, oh yeah, I remember that. And I feel much better for it today because I had to change. I had to make a change. I had to understand that if I needed to grow, and in order to grow, I had to make a change. In order to preserve myself, I had to change. In order to preserve my family, I had to change. In order to maintain the growth of the family, I had to change. In order to ensure that my legacy understood that change is sometimes difficult, but it's often necessary. Again, you have to change. So getting into that right mindset of growth is beneficial. It's beneficial because that's what's going to get you to the next level. That's what's going to ensure that you're asking the right questions, that you're reading the right things, that you're listening to the right people. And sometimes you need to listen to the wrong people to know the difference between right and wrong. As a new leader, as you grow, as you look at opportunities, as challenges approach, as you know you need to develop skills to deal with those new opportunities, as to overcome challenges, your mindset must be in the right place. You must have that framework built in. And listening and reading to this article, reading the article, it kind of helps. Now, don't feel like, oh, well, I'm no longer in college, this doesn't apply to me, or I'm not a medical student, this doesn't apply to me. No, read the article carefully. And just like all other things, you need to find those hidden gems, those diamonds in the rough, or the diamonds in the mine. M-I-N-E. M-I-N-E, mine. Because they're there. This article is full of diamonds. You just need to go mine them and find them. It's there. They are there. And when you can start extracting and reading an article that's out of your area, out of your vocation. So you're not a medical student. You're not in higher education. You're not in the health care system. That's okay. Because sometimes you look there to find those diamonds. Those diamonds you can extract. Those diamonds you can polish. Those diamonds you can make yours. So be aware that you need to look everywhere. Again, reading the right things, listening to the right people, also listening to the wrong people, just to get a grasp of what's right, what's wrong, where are they wrong, where are you right? And the same thing, where are you wrong and where are they right? Look at it all from all different angles. That's part of the growth mindset. That's part of being a self-leader. So again, highly recommend this article. Please read it. Again, the link is in the show notes. I want to take a moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. There you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, how to subscribe to the Walking Leader Podcast, how to get yourself a copy of my books, plus a whole lot more. So be sure to stop by. Well, we have reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found this episode educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you continue to join us or join me for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. And I look forward to hearing from you. So until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, and be the walking leader. I am David Guerra, and I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.